They're a little bit late. Okay, you can put out the mic, sure. I think it should work this time. I know the last time it didn't work, but I think this time hopefully it will work. Make sure that light is on. If the light is not on, it won't work. That's as far as it goes. Okay, because when I played it back, Dove's voice came through very clear, so I'm thinking maybe it works. Okay, let's see. Anyway, we left off with the story of Rabbi Yochanan being supported by Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi, I believe it was. Yes, he was Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi, and Rabbi Lazar went running by. He hid. He didn't say hello to him, and Rabbi Yochanan complained to him and said, "This Babylonian," referring to Rabbi Lazar, who had come from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rabbi Yochanan, and he complained that he didn't say hello to him. Didn't say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, and he also complained that he was saying halachas over that Rabbi Yochanan had taught him without saying his name. That was the last story we had. And I just wanted to mention, while we're just waiting another second or two for people to come, that in the Sefer State Sofim, which I just wanted to show you, pound for pound, this is a bargain. The Sefer weighs about 10, 15 pounds, and it's just $25 at Zundel's. Pound for pound, this is a bargain. Oh, I'm sorry. Tocho, that's the Tocho Kibor. That's the Tocho Kiboro test. Anyway, so this is loaded with Divrei Torah in every blot. And on this story, he brings the Shalos Shuos Panim. He's a Malachite, so he brings the Shalos Shuos Panim Iris, who says that these two complaints are actually connected. That is to say, the idea that the person is not saying hello to him. So you have two types of Talmudim. You have a Talmud Mavak and you have a Talmud Chaver. A Talmud Mavak is your real student and everything you taught him, everything he knows he taught him. And then Talmud Chaver means he's come up to speed. He's become such a big Talmud Chacham that he's already on the Rebbe's equal level. What's the difference? The difference is like this. If you're a Talmud Mavak, so then you have to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe every time you see him. If you're a Talmud Chaver, you don't have that obligation. If you're a Talmud Mavak, everything you say is obviously from your Rebbe. If you're a Talmud Chaver, you have your egen chidushim, you have your own chidushim you came up with, so it's not obvious. So this is why these two complaints were connected. The Panim Yira says this. He didn't say hello to me, so obviously he must hold he's a Talmud Chaver. If he holds he's a Talmud Chaver, then when he says over halachas, then people won't know that it's me telling it to him. They may think that's his own chidush. So one is dependent on the other. That's how he connects these complaints. Okay. That's Ayin Sham B'Tim Tzimachas. Let's go on. It's called the Sedate Sofim. I figured out today why it's called Sedate. It'll look, because the person's name is Shmuel David HaKohen Friedman. So guess what Shin Dalet Hey stands for? Shmuel David HaKohen. Yeah, I figured that out. Okay. He has on many, many, first of all, he has on all of Bavli. And this one is just brachos. Like I said, pound for pound, $25. Feel it, Fred. Feel me. That's a heavy book. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so just like Rabbi Yochanan by the Yemen Shmuel and Shmei, just like Rabbi Yochanan wanted people to say things over in his name, so also David HaMelech also Bikasholah Harachemim Aguro Bohalech Olamim is the famous pasuk. That I'm going to dwell in your tent, Olamim, forever. So we're going to see this in a second. We're going to explain it now. We're on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Rav Pinchas, Rav Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav Yochanan. Again, keep in mind how many times we're seeing Rav Yochanan's name here. I think we're seeing it almost every page. It's amazing. Anyway, we call also Leib David Shul Chai Olam. Did David think he's going to live forever? That's ridiculous. Now, if you look at Mara Fulda, he says, Shahrahu Atzmai Omar, Yemeshnai Sein, Abraham Shiv in front of. He himself writes, most people live 70 years. So he doesn't think he's going to live forever. This is what David was saying. Ezke, Hovai, I should be Zocha, Shiyu Dvarai Namor, and I'll Shmi, Bevotek, they see some Batra Midrashas, that people should say things over in my name in the shuls and in the Batra Midrashas. So, Mahanyale, why is that going to help him? What does he get out of it? What practical benefit does it have if they quote things in his name? So we have Levi Barnazir Omar, Kalaim or Shmuel B'Shem Omra. If you say something over, then his lips, so to speak, quiver in the grave, so to speak. That the utterance of your palate is like choice wine, moving the lips of those who sleep in the grave. That's the full pasuk. Okay, so it calls it choice wine. So now there's two explanations of this choice wine. This idea of wine. So first, it's like a heated mass of grapes. A heated mass of grapes, the grapes become so ready to expel the liquid, all you have to do is just touch it, give it a little tap on a grape, and out flows the wine, the grape juice. So that's what it's like, even when they're asleep in the grave. So there seems to be some kind of benefit in the grave. Notice, by the way, the Gemara has never mentioned anything about Kol Oimer, Dover B'Shem Oimroi, maybe Gula Oilom. Yerushalmi does not mention that Gemara at all. But this is just, what does David have to get out of this? Okay, so Rav Hanina Bar Papa Rav Simon. Now they explain this metaphor to the wine is apparently two ways of looking at it. Chad Omar, one says, Kohadein D'Shasei Kunditun. This is Kunditun is a mixture of wine with honey and pepper. And Chad Omar, Kohadein D'Shasei Kamar Adek. One says it's like drinking old wine. Afa Gavdu Shasele, even though he already swallowed it, Tame Bufume, the taste of the old wine is so rich that it remains in his mouth. So what are these two mashalim? So the first one on the bottom explained that if it's the kunditun, so kunditun means kunditun, nobody unlocked it? You're supposed to? No, you have to push the button and turn it. Okay. So kunditun is both represents both halachas and pilpul and agarato. So that's what the idea of the three ingredients, the honey, the pepper, and the wine. So therefore, someone saying over any area of Torah perhaps would be something that would be beneficial if it's said over in your name in the kippah. So if someone says over Mayana Shel Torah Varta and someone else passes it on, so that's also beneficial. That's the first one. But the second one says only the old wine. The old wine means it's unique to one area of learning, which is the halacha. That's what he says. He quotes this from the Femara. He says in footnote 8, the reference to aged wine alludes to the fact that just as wine improves, oh no, before that, the main teaching that garner additional reward for the deceased are those that state the practical halacha, which is symbolized by wine. So that's the main thing I want to bring out here. So this seems to be a machlokas, which is the main thing? Just the main thing is the wine, the halacha part, or is it all areas of Torah? Okay. That's what they explain this machlokas. Next.
But it's not just saying over the Torah, it's saying the Shema.
Yes, you have to say over the Torah in his name in order to have this effect. But it has to be, according to the second one, it would have to be a halacha said over in his name. So he says that the reason why wine is that way is because that just as wine improves with age, so is your comprehension of Torah enhanced through continued toil in the course of your lifetime. Mm-hmm. That's what he quotes from the Femara. Okay. There are obviously, you could darshan, you know, all kinds of things in this door. Next, Ein Dor She'ein Bo Leitzonim. Every generation has its Leitzonim. What's that? Ain't that the truth? Yes. And Leitzonis, you know, Leitzonis is from a Lashon of Dichoy. Leitzonis means pushing. I think it's a Mishnah Tshuva. It says the definition of Leitzonis is Dichoy, that it pushes off anything that's serious, anything that has a message, that anything serious, it's pushing it off. It makes it. The Chonis Achas is Doicha Meyotel Chochas, right? Okay. So what are these Leitzonim saying? Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention before I forget. This week's Pasha, did anybody notice that Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi? Did anybody notice it? Take a look at Rashi. I'll remind you. I'm not saying I did every Rashi, but this one stuck out at me. Malai Shavuazos. Rashi says, the Yerushalmi, my cotton, they explain what Shavua means. I just take Ein Shem. So I just caught Tanah. There we have it. Rashi, not only in Baal Peh, Torah Shel Peh brings Yerushalmi, in Torah Shel Ksav, he also brings Yerushalmi. If anybody asks you, why are you learning Yerushalmi, say, are you learning Rashi and Chumash? We got it. Ain't Dar Shem Balatzon. But I'm going to delete it. So there's no looks on it. Maho you preach the door, what do they preach them say? The people, you'd go over to the window of David, they knock the window, say hello, David. Guess what? What do they say? Unless you want a base on Mikdash, when are you going to build a base on Mikdash? Because they knew that Hashem said, while you're on the earth, there won't be a base on Mikdash. Your son Shlomo will build a base on Mikdash. They were saying to him, when are you going to die? Is basically what they're telling you, which is a real, you know, it's not nice. When are we going to be able to go and do the avoda? That's like a kind of from kite, you know. Even though their goal is to make me angry, yovo alai, which is a lashon of shvua, which means may evil fall upon me. If it's not true what I'm about to say, shani sameach believe me, I am very, very happy. Very happy. With what they're saying. So machti barmu beis Hashem melech. This is a pasuk also, as you know, in Shir Malos, that I was very happy when they said to me that we're going to go to beis Hashem. When are we going to go finally to beis Hashem? We're waiting for beis Hashem. That's what David HaMelech said.
He's
saying to the Baruch Shalom, Samachti, I just want you to know, I am so, I have such a hachnah to you, the Baruch Shalom, that I'm only interested in your covet. I want there to be a Beis HaMikdash, and I'm very, very happy when people are saying, Beis HaShem Melech, I'm not worried about my own life. I'm only interested in one thing, covet Shemayim. Okay.
Here it says in small words, that he would be willing to die early, that
correct. Very good. So, right, correct. So, Hashem says back to him, "Kiyimu yamecho." This is what Hashem's response. That I'm gonna fill your days. I'm gonna fill out your days. In other words, you're gonna have a full 70 years. I'll say maybe be ace la ace from the time you were born, whatever yom malayim means, right? Klum shlomo benoch bincha b'ani beis hamikdash. All the hakav karbanos isn't the whole purpose shlomo is b'ani beis hamikdash to bring karbanos. Chol viva lai mishpat utzdaka shato esa yosim in hakarbanos. This is a little different than the lashon of the Bavli. If I recall correctly, the lashon of the Bavli is chol viva lai yom echad shato esik b'atayra. Me elef karbana shasad shlomo hakiv, right? You remember that? So yeah, that's what. So in the Bavli, it's more like one day the Yerushalmi can Torah. The Yerushalmi has a mishpat tzedaka, the just deeds and the charity that you perform, is more chashiv to me than all the karbanas. That's correct. It was. It was, but the question is it full? In other words, 70 years can mean, you know, 69 and a half or whatever 70 means, you know. So, I mean, you could round up. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the difference is between full, what it said before here, complete. That you can't, nobody knows, right?
Nobody knows. They said, but, you know, be some kind of an idea of who is, so we could have calculated themselves. Obviously,
the actual day.
What does Hashem mean by complete?
Maybe gonna mean 7 years.
Does you have footnotes on complete days? No, I don't know. I'm not sure what the exclusion of complete is. Yeah, who knows?
He didn't ask how many years, just if I remember correctly, because that's what day I'm.
So he ends up telling him he's going to die on Shabbos, right? Right? And that's why he was always Isaac and Torah all Shabbos, right? Remember that? I think this was this. Okay. Matam. So what is how do you know this? Again, this is not why, but it means me nolan. Asoy tzedakah umishpat nivchal Hashem nizavach. Making This is obviously a pasuk in Mishlei, as that you can tell from the language, right? That performing charity and what is just is more acceptable to Hashem than sacrifice. I have to tell you that all the years that I've thought about, you know, why the Churban has lasted this long, and I don't know, maybe you agree with me, maybe you think it's crazy, but I've always thought that, you know, Hashem's not that interested in Karbonis. That's not what life is all about. This is what this Gemara is saying. Karbonis is not the main Tachas Havriya. The Tachas Havriya, what Hashem wants, is Mishpat Tzedakah. So that would explain why, in terms of the measure of 6,000 years, obviously, the number of years that Beis HaMikdash existed is going to be in the minority. It's going to be a total of whatever it was, 830 years, whatever it is. It doesn't compare to the thousands of years of no Beis HaMikdash. There has to be an explanation of this. And I've always thought that this Gemara was an explanation of that. That this is more important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But for some reason, whatever. I'll leave it at that. That's as far as I'm going to go on this. Okay, Pisco. So now we're leaving Agarat. We're going back to Allah. So it said that you can, so this is Rameir Shita, that if you're in between the chapters, you can be Shoyal, Mitnei HaKovid, Umeshiv, and you can respond. But it doesn't say why you're being Meshiv. Are you Meshiv Mitnei HaKovid? Or are you Meshiv Mitnei HaYira? What exactly are you responding? In Mahu Meshiv, that's the Gemara's question. Mitnei HaKovid, Olachol Adam. Now, he's going to change some Gersolos here because there's some real problems here with the Gersolos. So I'm just going to use the English side to read you what his Gersa that he's using as because it's the other Gersa has a lot of difficulties with it. The way it's printed in the Yerushalmi is a little difficult. So we're just going to read it in the English side. Is it Neha Kovid or the whole Adam? Is he responding to Kovid or anybody? So let's prove it from the Mishnah itself. Because it says in the Mishnah, and it starts to quote Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. So Rabbi Huda is disagreeing, permits returning a greeting to any person. But in the preceding clause, meaning where Rabbeinu says his opinion, that must be Shoyal Mitnei HaKovid, Umeshiv Mitnei HaKovid. Right? So otherwise they wouldn't be arguing, because it would be almost the same thing, right? If Meshiv can't mean Meshiv V'chol Adam, because then he and Rabbi Huda would be saying exactly the same thing. So it has to be Meshiv Mitnei HaKovid. What were you going to ask? No, someone's standing there. Okay. Okay, so that's the proof. So that's the first, we're trying to explain what the first statement of Rameir, which was Shoyal Mitnei HaKovid, Umeshiv, we're saying it also means Mitnei HaKovid. Okay? Next, now we have the next question is for the Be'emsa part. U'Be'emsa, what about the middle of the paragraph? Shol Mitnei HaYira U'Meshiv. Again, it says Meshiv without saying what the case of Meshiv is for. Same question. What's the Meshiv going on? Is it Mitnei HaYira or Mitnei HaKovid? So the Gemara says, Nishan Aminu Adot, the same thing. Let's go to the Mishnah itself and figure out from what Rabbi Yehuda says what Rabbi Meir meant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Be'emsa. If it's in the middle, Shol Mitnei HaYira U'Meshiv Mitnei HaKovid. He says it in Meshiv Mitnei HaKovid. So therefore, Hakabekad Maisa, it must be, in order to Tamina Machlokas, it must be that Rabbi Meir was saying, Shol Mitnei HaYira U'Meshiv Mitnei HaYira. Again, Rabbi Meir is one step more Luchumra than Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is being a little more Makel. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shol Mitnei HaYira U'Meshiv Mitnei HaKovid. So Rameir's Shita must have been Shol Mitnei HaYira U'Meshiv Mitnei HaYira. That's perfectly logical. The Gemara's okay. I could then be emtah parsha. Till now, we're talking about the middle of the parsha. So you're in the middle of the parsha, but you're at the end of a pasuk. What about if you're in the middle of the pasuk? Is there a difference in the din then? That's the Gemara Shalmi's question. I feel be emtah pasuk. What's the deal then? Reb Yirmiya Mirames. So the Gemara says there was two different hanhagas. Reb Yirmiya wouldn't speak. He would be Mirames. He would make signals. He would, you know, make with his hands, whatever. Reb Yonah Mishtoi, but Reb Yonah, however, would talk a speak in the middle of the pasuk, whether it was, you know, Yira or Kavod, however Shita he had. So he held there was no difference whether you're at the end of the pasuk or in the middle of the pasuk. Of course, this is Nagea for us as well. You know, if you're in the middle of Piyashma and the Chas is up to Kedusha, so what do? Right? The din is you do Karish and Baruch Kvar Hashem Mekomo. That's what the din is. Lalach. So what happens if you're in the middle of a pasuk? Are you allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk? So ideally, one should not stop in the middle of a pasuk. You should go to the end of the pasuk and stop there. But in theory, you have here this Yerushalmi that there were two hanhagas. I don't think there's a difference. Yeah, a lot of times what happens is by the time you wake up to what's actually happening in the world and you realize that they're saying about to say Kurish, Kurish, you don't have time because, you know. Okay, Rav Huna, Rav Yosef. So they bring a raya to Rav Yonah's Hanhaga, which was he used to speak. Because this is the greatest. I love this raya. V'dibar tabam. It says in Kriyashma, V'dibar tabam, you will speak in them. Meaning, while you're saying Kriyashma, you will speak. You like that? Mikan Kriyash L'chum. There you go. Mikan. Usually, yeah. Bum blow with Marva Talon, right? I think Tysus actually in the Bavli quotes this. Anyway, you know, I used to joke about this, that people say that, you know, it's a big hate to talk during davening, you know, it's Kefarlof and Tysus Yontof and all that. I said, don't you know, it says in the Tefillah that we say for Tynus, right, Anenu, we say, Odhei Medabarim, Bani Ashma, they're talking and I'm going to listen. So you see, while you're talking, Hashem still listens. Okay. A little joke there. Now we're on Chaf Amud Beis. Moving right along. Elohim Ben Aprakim, the Mishnah Halacha Beis, it says. Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Elohim Ben Aprakim. These are the in-between chapters. I'm just going to go through this real quickly. Everybody knows what this means. Ben Bracha Rishon L'Shniya, Ben Shniya L'Shma. Any questions? Okay. I had one question. I don't think it makes a difference. So on the bottom, he says to look in footnote 2, he says, for further discussion how the Mishnah's rule apply to the evening blessing, see Ber Halacha 66.5. So I will refer you there. If I didn't get a chance to look it up, I don't think it makes a difference, but I ain't sure. I'm just wondering. Never mind. Rabbi Huda Aymer, let's go on. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Vayomer l'Emes V'Yatziv lo Yasek. Between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv, you should not make a break. We're going to say in a second why. The Gemara says, Omer Blevi, Tamid Rabbi Huda, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Uksiv V'Hashem Elokim Emes. So since Hashem's name and MS are connected in the Pasuk, so therefore, let's see, the Pasuk, are they quoting two Pesukim that are next to each other?
No.
No, Hashem Elokim MS. Let's see. It says in the Charedim, he says, L'chach ein mafsikin bein ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. Because it says Hashem Elokim Emes, because of Arash, Kim the Yohav Taima Mishum Hashem Elokim Emes, near the Chomer May Emsa Haperek, below Pasuk Kal Afilu May Hayira. So very interesting. So the Rush says that since it's a special Pasuk, so you see this is like a higher level than even the Emsa Haperek. You should never be Mafsik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and the word Emes, below Emes V'Yatziv, and then he's Mafsik like the din of Emsa Haperek. You see that? Very interesting. I read the note. Okay, Halacha Gimel. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Lama kama shema lo hayim shema. Ala shi kama lo vachah shema yim chila vachah ki kama lo mitzvahs. This was asked the other day, and I responded in the WhatsApp chat that this Someone asked me, the Gemara said before, since the second parsha and the first parsha are the same, why are we bothering saying the second parsha? Someone asked, from this Mishnah, it says very clearly that you have to have Kamalsa Mamashmaim, then Kamalsa Mitzvahs. And the answer is, this is just explaining not why you say it. It's the question here is Lama Kadma. Why is one before the other? Lama Kadma. So this is just describing the order, not why we're saying it. So we say the order of Kamalsa Mamashmaim, then we say Kamalsa Mitzvahs, Shahim Shemoa, Vayomer, Shahim Shemoa, Noig Ben Biyomer, Ben Lalaila. By Yomer in a night, Ella by Yom, because that is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, we're all aware, you know, that there's a machlokas rishonim about between the Rambam and I think the Rush, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right? Ben Hilchos tzitzis, I'm just thinking about this out loud, that the Rambam's shita is that all begotten are potter from tzitzis at night. I think the Rush's shita is that it's only if it's a beged from a yuchad. But if it's a beged hamiyuchad liyom, then you're chayiv even at night. I think there's such a machlokes rishonim. Does this ring a bell with anybody? Nobody? What? No, because it's a sophic. Whether the halakha is like the Rosh or like the Rambam. But I'm saying, according to the Rosh, that why would the Mishnah say it's not knowing at night? It is knowing at night. So the answer must be that there's an aspect of it that's not knowing, meaning that if it's a better gamuch of the lila, then it's not knowing. Okay, something to think about. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, matam amu adam leivish tefillin v'kari Hashema umispalo. This question of matam amu, it's like, how does he translate matam? Why did they say? I mean, It's like a funny thing. Why did they say it's? This is like the result. If someone puts on tefillin and reads Shema and he's mispalel, that will be a act of kabbalas shemayim tefillah mishalim. It will be a full kabbalas amach shemayim. In other words, you're being mekayim all the mitzvahs which you're about to read in Kriya Shema by having them on before you say Kriya Shema. That's a fulfillment of a complete. The best way to become a machshavim. The reason is because milam b'kodesh, it's because of milam b'kodesh. The talis is a lesser kedusha, so you put that on first, and then you go as you're going up in kedusha, like your body. It's like your body. I believe that's what it says. Rav Amar. Is which one you do first. So you're telling me that's why you put on talis because it's on Shabbos too? I don't think it says that reason. I'm not mistaken. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Rav Amar Kari Hashema Lovesh has Trilopum is Paul. He says the other way. First read Shema, then put on your tefillin, and then daven. Because the idea is, in other words, what he's doing is he's saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to first read what the king's commands are. Then I'm going to say, okay, king, you've commanded me to do this. Now I'm going to do it. So that's another approach to how to do this thing. Okay? Masisan Rav, what's the translation here? The following praisa contradicts Rav. It contradicts what Rav said. Rav said to put on the talis and tefillin after you say Shema. This price, it says, persons involved in a burial. It's time to read Kriya Shema. So what are you going to do in order not to miss the Zman? So you can put aside what you're doing. You go to a place where you're no longer involved with them. You're outside of the Dalai Lama's in the base where you could read Kriya Shema. The Lovesh Tefillin, put on Tefillin, Kriya Shema must follow. Then you read Shema. So you see, Beferish, that you did the mitzvah of putting on the tefillin first, and then you read Shema, not like what Rav said. So the Gemara says, Masnisa, our Mishnah, Messiah L'Rav. Our Mishnah that we have here, right here at Rabbi Shimon Parcha, explaining the reason why one's before the other, that's more like Rav. Our Mishnah seemed to say that the order of the Parashiyos was first to do Kabbalas Amach Shemaim, and then the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. So that would be more like in keeping with Rav's order of doing it. That's what the Gemara says. So we have a two ways, two approaches. I think we obviously, I think we possibly like.
We had that previous Gemara about Rav giving a shira and covering his face.
That was Rabbeinu Akash, I think. But let's suppose it was. What was your question?
So it sounded more like we're not wearing someone, but they were just
Well, were they wearing tefillin or not? I mean, it depends how early the shear started, right? If they started the shear before Alos, then they weren't wearing the tefillin. Otherwise, I don't know. Okay, let's keep going. Yeah, you want to stop here? Let's just go to the bottom line. Okay, go to the bottom line. Amar Rabbi Yanai, tefillin tzrichin gufnaki. Tefillin eat a gufnaki, which means you have to be careful not to pass air. Why weren't they machzik? Meaning, well, we're going to see in a second what this means. What does it mean? Why weren't they machzik in them? So it sounds like that. Why did they keep the mitzvah of tefillin wearing it all day? It's like we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. We only wear it for chakras. Why don't we do this anymore?
That's how the times of the Gemara they did.
Well, this is a question as to how to translate these words. So it could mean that we're going to translate it two ways in a second. Because of the Ramayim, the people who tried to fool us. Why? A person went ahead and gave some money to somebody to watch. And then when it came time to collect the money, he was kaifer. He said, no, I don't owe it to you. You never gave me anything. So he said, I'm alay. I didn't trust you. These that are in your head, they're on your head, I trust it. In other words, this was a guy who was wearing tefillin all day. He figures, oh, this is an Adam Kaddish. He's somebody I can trust. And I can give him my money, not worry about him being kaifer. Then you turned around and you were kaifer. So this is what Gemara is saying, right? Neymar, lohich zika bohen. Why weren't we using it as a way of, why did they not place, here the way it translates it here, why did they not place their trust in one who wears tefillin? Because of the tricksters. The tricksters would go ahead and put on tefillin so they would look like they're very halig yidden, but really, they're not so halig. Rabbi Yana here, Yelashin, Achachol Yov, Gimel Yomim, Loimashah, Acholim, and Marik. So this is two ways to translate this. Rabbi Yana used to wear them after he got sick. He would wait 3 days to go by before he would re-put on his tefillin because he still had residual weaknesses in his body, whatever. He didn't feel like he could put his tefillin on yet until he was fully recovered 3 days after. Others say that he wouldn't wear his tefillin all day until he felt he had a complete, you know, like he was purified from getting sick. It purified him of Zaveris. And because he was so pure at that point, he was on a Madrega already. Where is tefillin all day? He had to be holding my answer, Madrega. These are different pshatim. Okay, Lema Shah, Holy Mamarik. Matam, how do we know that if a person gets sick, that it's a sign when he gets better that he had a Mechilas Avinus, famous Bakas, Kasalech, Lavo Naifi, this is why we have the order in the Shemona Esrei this way. First you have Slifa, and then you have Refuah. Okay, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo havin tefillin zoyin minei lo b'kaitav lo b'sisva. Rabbi Yochanan would wear the tefillin both in the summer and the winter. He would always be wearing them. It didn't matter. What, in other words, summer, winter meant, right, summer, winter meant either it's very hot, or I thought the shot might have been that it didn't matter whether the day was long or the day was short. He would wear them all day regardless. That's why I thought the shot was. Anyway, Ad Khan, thank you very much for showing up tonight. Tomorrow night, in the Cheshire Daf Chaf Aleph.